Hello, I'm Mikko Rönkkö. I'm the teacher of research methodology. This course will work a bit differently than most of the other courses you have taken this far. So the idea of the course is that this is a blended learning course, which means that you will do some work before class, and then I don't have to lecture you as much in the class, but we can use the class time to have a discussion about the topic. For this reason, I've prepared assignments, readings, and videos for you. You will start watching the videos before we meet the first time. And for that reason, I thought that it's useful to have this introduction video where I show you how the video player on the course works and how you can submit your grades to the Moodle gradebook and how you can go back and verify your grades or how you did in an assignment later on. So let's get started. We can see here the course website. So there are 5 videos here that are marked with this to-do. And that means that you need to do something to mark that as completed. Your completion tracking is over here. So to do this assignment, this video, you must receive a grade. Let's do the first video together to see how it works. So this is the Concepts and Theories video. And we have a video player here. If you want to view the transcript, it's available here. So that is just the transcription of what I tell you. And if you want to view the video, the slides, they're available here as PowerPoint. When you open the video, you'll first see bookmarks here. So you can navigate the video and using these bookmarks. Another useful feature here are captions. This is the playback speed. So we can see the playback speed. If you think that I'm too slow, you can speed it up. If you think that I'm too fast, you can slow it down. I normally watch videos at 1.5 speed, and if I read you something, then I might watch twice the speed. Then you have captions, and because they are, this video is used on also another course, there are captions also in Finnish and not only English. But most of the videos are just English captioned because English is the course language. All right. When you have finished watching the video, you can see that there's this timeline here. And there is this circle, and the circle refers to a task in a video. So when we go to toward the end of the video, then there is a pop-up that comes up that gives you a summary task. And that summary task is something that you need to complete to do the research. So let's let it play for a few seconds, and then the pop-up will appear. Now we have the summary. And you can access the summary task by clicking here. And then the summary task asks you questions that you need to answer to complete the video. So these are just kind of like testing your understanding. And this testing right after viewing something has been shown by research to greatly increase the retention of whatever you heard in the video. So you might have understood it when you heard it, but to retain the knowledge, it's very useful to test right after hearing something. So we're going to do that. And I'm blurring the alternatives, just that I'm not giving you up, giving the correct answer for you. So there we go. We got one wrong answer because I misclicked, and then we got 4 out of 5, the score. The next thing that we do to get our grade recorded is that we click continue, and there's this star. So it said one answered, and the star gets you to submit screen where you submit your scores to Moodle Gradebook. So we click here, and then we click submit answers. You can do this only once. If there are more than one tasks in a video, which there are not at the time of recording, but if there will be in the future, then you should check if all the circles here are solid and no hollow circles. That means that you have completed all the tasks. You can only submit your scores once, and when you click it, then your scores are submitted to the Moodle Gradebook. Now, when we go and view the course page for the first week, we can see that Concepts and Theories is marked as done. And if you want to later see how it appears in your gradebook, you go to the course main website, main starting page, then you click on grades, and we can see here that we got a 4 out of 5 because we got one of the questions incorrectly. And if you want to see the questions and answers, then it shows you what you answered, and it shows you what is the correct answer as well. So this is in a nutshell how you complete the videos, and looking forward to see everyone in the class.